She reached toward the side of her mouth, then hesitated. I don't dare.
You better dare, Detta responded indignantly. After all you've been through, all we've been through, you must have enough backbone left to touch your own damn face, you yellow bitch.
She brought her fingers down to the skin. The smooth skin. The sore which had so troubled her since Thunderclap was gone. She knew that when she looked in a mirror or a still pool of water, she would not even see a scar. 15. Patrick worked a little longer, first with the eraser, then with the pencil, then with the eraser again, but Susanna felt no itch and not even a faint tingle. It was as though, once he had passed some critical point, the sensations just ceased. She wondered how old Patrick had been when Dandolo snipped all the erasers off the pencils. 4, 6? Young, anyway. She was sure that his original look of puzzlement when she showed him one of the erasers had been unfeigned, and yet once he began, he used it like an old pro. Maybe it's like riding a bicycle, she thought. Once you learn how, you never forget. She waited as patiently as she could, and after 5 very long minutes, her patience was rewarded. Smiling, Patrick turned the pad around and showed her the picture. He had erased the blemish completely and then faintly shaded the area so that it looked like the rest of her skin. He had been careful to brush away every single crumb of rubber. Very nice, she said. But that was a fairly shitty compliment to offer genius, wasn't it? So she leaned forward, put her arms around him, and kissed him firmly on the mouth. Patrick, it's beautiful. The blood rushed so quickly and so strongly into his face that she was alarmed at first, wondering if he might not have a stroke in spite of his youth.